The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
I signed with the Rad Squad in 2011, that summer. You signed at the back of a smoke pack. Roddy, I would say, is like the Irish Harry.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with Get Set Go. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetSetGo.ie.
Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Thanks, mate, for taking the call. We wanted to pick through the game last night, as much as it was. I still can't, and I think many people can't, figure out whether that was a decent step forward or if it's raised more questions about this team and the management team.
Look, it's a win. I think that's the most important thing, particularly after the sort of start that Stephen Kenny's had in charge. Going 11 games without a victory, it was so important. No matter how it came, didn't have to be pretty. It wasn't pretty. Certainly for an hour, it wasn't pretty. But the most important thing was to get that win under his belt. I think he needed it. The staff needed it. The players needed it because, you know, you know what it's like when your things aren't going particularly well. Confidence is shot to bits. You need a little bit of something to go your way. And obviously to get a win was the most important thing.
That 6 minutes, was it, after Andorra scored? There was definitely a moment there where you're thinking that Stephen Kenny and his management team might not even see the night out. It was that perilous.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine what he was going through when that Valle's goal went in. He must have been thinking, wow, this is my time up. But he had a player in Troy Parrott that came to his rescue. And, you know, in tough times, you need people to stand up and be counted. You need someone to really lift those around them. And for someone the age of 19, I thought Troy Parrott did exactly that. First half, I felt he was too deep. I felt he kept coming to the ball, trying to get involved in the game. On a pitch that was far from perfect, let's get it right. You know, it wasn't easy for the lads to move the ball nicely, but I just felt he kept coming too short in that first period. The second period, and particularly after going a goal behind, he started to want to make things happen further up the pitch, and ultimately he was the one that dragged Ireland to the win last night.
Yeah, and maybe gave it away once as well. That when that instinct maybe kicks in a little bit more with experience at that level. He's been obviously spent the last couple of months in League One at your old club, Matt. Have you seen much of him? Heard much about him?
Not loads. I mean, I've seen a few of the Ipswich games, and he's sort of been in and out of the side a little bit. I think a lot of people sort of a bit unsure what necessarily is his best position as well.
Yeah.
Is he a number nine? Is he a number 10? I actually liked him in that role last night. I liked him in that position. I thought it suits him. I think he's got that ability to come short and get on the ball, but don't come too short. Don't get in the way of Josh Cullen and Conor Hourihan at times. And I think he did that. He was desperate to make an impact. But sometimes, you know, by doing that, you're getting on top of each other. But I think that number 10 position does suit him because he's got the ability to pick a pass. As we saw actually for the Ronan Curtis chance, because he was, you know, very unselfish actually, where he could have gone for goal himself and just dragged it back into the path of Ronan Curtis. So I think he's got that ability to pick a pass, but he's also got an eye for goal as well.
Matt, good morning. Can I just ask you about Jason Knight? Like another bright spark from last night's performance, if we're looking for bright sparks. And like Wayne Rooney was clearly a fan of what he did at Derby County last season and impressed quite readily in the Championship. But he deserved the goal. And he's a player, I'm sure, who has serious potential. Only 20, only turned 20 in February. I think he was a month old when you scored away at Andorra in March of 2001. Not to make you feel old or anything this morning. But like what sort of potential and career do you think he can have with the Irish team?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the two major positives were Troy and Jason. I like him. You know, I think he's got a bit of character about it. I've talked about tough times, you need big characters, and he's got that. You can see it. He wants to take responsibility. He wants to get on the ball. He's full of running, full of energy. And you're right, he deserved his goal as well. They were the two bright sparks at the age of 19 and 20. You know, and you're looking for someone to step up and be counted. Two young lads did that, and he's someone that really impressed me. He can play in a number of positions. You know, yes, he can play out wide, but he can play through the middle as well. No problem at all. He's got the energy to go box to box. And so he delivered a brilliant ball, didn't he, in the first half for James Collins, which he should have scored. So yeah, his performance was another, you know, bright spark, I think, for Stephen.
We had Stewie Byrne on the programme last night, and he was talking about, especially in the first half, the confusion among the players, what appeared to be confusion. And he was saying, you know, the players look like they're thinking, what am I really supposed to do here? Did you get that impression? And like, is 11 or 12 games enough, or perhaps more than enough, for players to kind of bed in a manager's philosophy? Is that confusion maybe among the players something that might worry you going forward?
Well, I mean, Stephen talked about it before the game, said a lot of his quicker players were ruled out, and that he had to find a different way last night to try and win the game. I felt in the first 15, 20 minutes, actually, that we went long too often. And because Troy was coming deep, I thought James Collins at times got isolated high up the pitch. And so it didn't particularly work in the first sort of 20, 25 minutes. It was only in the last sort of 10, 15 minutes of that first period where we started to move the ball a bit quicker. We had a bit more concentrated possession, started to force them back, started to do things a little bit faster. But I thought the first 20 minutes, we went long a bit too much. And then we started to settle, I think. But as I say, you know, that pitch wasn't easy. You could see it was kicking up. It was dry. It was a difficult surface. It wasn't easy to play football on it, and certainly not to a high level. I don't know. You have to be adaptable. You know, Stephen might have his principles. He might, you know, have his way of playing and what he wants to do. But regardless, you know, regarding the opposition, who you're coming up against, regarding the pitch, the circumstances around it, you have to change and you have to adapt. You know, you might want to play 4-3-3. That's his preference. But at times, you know, we've seen already he's played a back three, played sort of 4-2-3-1 last night. So I think you have to be adaptable. But I did think in the first 20 minutes we went a bit long too often.
On Jason Knight there, Matt, what's his best position from what you've seen?
I'm not sure at the moment. I mean, I liked him out on that right-hand side because he doesn't stay there. And I think if you've got Matt Doherty behind you as well, someone who wants to get forward, then he sort of narrows off at times, lets Matt get forward as well on that right-hand side. But I think he could play in midfield no problem at all, because I think he's got that energy to do that. And he's got the ability on the ball to do that as well. You know, sometimes, as a young lad, I think you get a bit more time in the wide positions on the ball to see things. In the middle of the pitch, things can happen quite quickly. But I think he has got the ability to play in there, no problem at all.
Yeah, and like, is it a case that at that age, like, he's playing at a good level, obviously, and Shane mentioned he's been really highly spoken about by his manager. Like, is it a case that you get those sort of cockpit hours into your legs, and then maybe they're more easily transferable into being that, like, we're crying out for people. Look, we've mentioned sort of Troy Parrott here. We're like, you know, let's not mention the you know, all-time record goal scorer, but we're crying out for people to fill these key positions in the team. Is he somebody that you think down the track we can hang our hat on in that centre mid position?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to put too much pressure on someone too early, but the early signs, I think, are very encouraging. And, as I say, last night was a game where you needed someone to show that character and that drive and determination. And it can't, it's not easy when things are going badly. I've been at the bottom of the league and you know, you're not winning games, and it's difficult then to take responsibility at times. You know, people maybe go hiding a little bit. You don't want the ball as much, and your confidence is shot. And last night, particularly after going a goal behind as well, you can only imagine what the players were going through. You know, all of a sudden you're sort of looking and thinking what the headline's going to be tomorrow, what people are going to be saying about this performance. And that has to be put to the back of your mind, and you need someone to stand up. And for someone, you know, two lads, 19 and 20, to do that, I thought was very impressive.
Just when you mentioned there about the bit earlier, Matt, just about the mixing it up between the sort of playing it out from the fullbacks or going along a little bit, John Giles was talking about something very similar on the show last night about maybe changing your philosophy to suit the players that you have at times, which doesn't necessarily seem like something that Stephen Kenny is that minded to do just yet. But would you tease that out a little bit more with us? Just that I guess, trying to get the best from the group that you have.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's the World Cup qualifiers that the most important at the moment. But he's had a week on the training ground, which will have helped, I think, in trying to get that philosophy over to the players. I know there's a lot of players missing, but there's You know, it's an opportunity, always is, for some of the younger ones. And you know, a couple of them took it last night. But he's had that week on the training ground, which would have helped in trying to get his message across to the players. But he does have to be adaptable. You know, you can't just win one way. You know, sometimes you have to do things differently, and you have to sort of pick people and put people in positions that are going to get you a result against certain opposition. So, you know, we'll see what happens when we take on Portugal next time in the qualifiers. But yes, certainly I think you have to be adaptable and change your philosophy at times regarding the situation.
Matt, again, Stewie Byrne was talking last night about maybe the need for a pivot player. Like, I know we've spoken about players dropping quite deep to receive the ball. Cullen and Hourihan seemed to be in that position quite often last night. But do we need someone like Adlen Whelan, who, you know, kind of fulfilled that role of a central pivot player? Is that something we're maybe missing in this team at the moment?
Well, I mean, I thought actually, I don't think he had his best game last night, but Josh Cullen has got the ability to do that. He is someone that wants to get on the ball and wants to try and play. And I think he reads situations well. I think he fills holes. I think he's got a good sort of knowledge and awareness of where to be on the pitch and in trying to break down the opposition at times. So I think he has got that ability. I thought, you know, he didn't have his best game last night. His passing was a little bit off. But I think he's got that awareness and the ability to do it. I mean, look, it's difficult. Again, it depends how he wants to play in midfield. Last night, it looked like it was as Josh and Connor together, Connor given a bit more license to get forward and Troy just ahead of them. It might be that he just plays one and two number eights. That midfield area will change at times. I think we need three in there, though, against some of the better teams, obviously, because, you know, otherwise you get outnumbered and don't get the ball at all if you're playing against some of the best teams. But it all depends, again, at who you're coming up against, what the opposition is and how they play. If they play a number 10, it might be that he just plays one holding midfield player, get around them, and two number eights. It'd be interesting to see how he does it. I think Josh Cullen has got that ability, and I think he's had a decent season with Anderlecht as well. He's got the awareness to play that position. As I say, last night wasn't his best night, but I think I like what I've seen from him so far.
Matt, I'm curious just to get your opinion on, I guess, a barometer of success now. It strikes me that next year is 20 years since we were at our last World Cup. And, you know, you see teams like Scotland even taking part in this year's Euros next week. And you kind of look on longingly at what could have been. But, you know, we talk about Stephen Kenny and the style of play and that quite often. And you know, some fans suggesting we need to give him a bit of time, let that bed in or whatever. But what do you think the barometer of success should be for this Irish team? Like, does Stephen Kenny need to get us to the next World Cup? Does he need to get us to the next Euros? Is qualification for major tournaments the be-all and end-all, or is style of play also a factor?
Well, I think you want to qualify for major tournaments. That's the sort of first barometer. Yes, you want to play nice football. Of course you do. But at the same time, it's no good playing nice football and not getting anywhere with it and not winning games and not being successful and not getting to tournaments. So, you know, I think that first and foremost, you have to qualify for the tournaments. As I said, last night didn't have to be pretty. We just had to win the game. And you know, I think that's the first thing. He's had a lot of problems to deal with, hasn't he? Let's be honest. I mean, you know, trying to replace Robbie Keane and trying to find goals in the team. He's had backroom staff leaving. He had all the close contact stuff, you know, the COVID. He losing to Luxembourg. There's been lots of things go against him. And he's you know, coming out fighting. He says he's in it for the long haul. He says this is going to be a team that we're going to be proud of. And I hope he's right. But ultimately, you're going to get judged on your results. It's like a goal, you know, a goal scorer gets judged on how many times he puts the ball in the back of the net. You know, he might be brilliant every week. He'd get a 9 out of 10, but he doesn't score. And all of a sudden, people are saying, well, he plays up front, but he hasn't scored a goal all season. So it's got to be results first. You know, you can play as well as you like, but if you don't win games, then you know you're going to be judged very, very harshly on that. So ultimately, it's about winning games, and that's the be all and end all, really. So qualifying for major tournaments, it's going to be difficult now, isn't it, after the start that we've made.
Mm. Do you think, is there, like, I'm sure everybody, and I'm sure Stephen himself and Keith, and I'm sure the staff will be saying, listen, this is the game, and they'll be telling all the players, this is the turning point for us now. Do you think it is?
Well, it's got to be a springboard. It's got, I think, I don't know whether it is or it isn't. We'll find out, won't we? I mean, you know, hungry on Tuesday, see how that game goes. And you know, it's small blocks, small little building blocks. Mm. You know, win a game, take it to the next one. Don't now back it up with a poor performance and a poor result. It's about building on what we've just done in this game. Build on the positives. Look at the things that we could have done better. Set piece delivery wasn't particularly good, I thought, against a team that actually are susceptible to set pieces. You know, I watched Andorra's game against Hungary, and you know, I think they conceded two goals to headers and another one from a flick on. So they were a team that was susceptible to set piece delivery, and we didn't get that right. So there's things that can be improved all the time. You look at that, but it's about building on some of the positives from this game, and don't let it, you know, drop now against Hungary. It's important to back it up with another good result and a good performance.
On the set pieces point on the Irish side, Stephen Kenny, we played a clip a bit earlier on where he was saying we didn't have a huge amount of time to work on the defensive set pieces bit, that we had 4 days, only three of those were work days, and we chose to work on the creative stuff, which is fair enough. And I actually really admire the fact that he was so honest to come out and sort of address that. In your experience of international camps, Matt, when you're coming in like that, particularly into a brand new setup like that, is it unusual that he would say that the defensive set pieces wasn't like an immediate work on, that they were sort of hanging back to work on the other stuff first? Or does that all make sense to you?
Well, I think he would have thought about the opposition he was coming up against as well, and thought right. that Andorra perhaps aren't going to cause us too many problems and maybe not have too many set pieces. You know, I think if you're thinking about it, you know, playing Andorra, the likelihood is you're going to have more attacking set pieces than you are defending set pieces. And that was the case. You know, we had a lot of, you know, opportunities from free kicks and corners, actually. And I don't think the delivery was great. So I think if he has to prioritise, and you're going into a game against Andorra, I can totally understand him prioritising the attacking set pieces above the defending ones.
Yeah, it can be seen as complacent or pragmatic, depending on your point of view.
Well, you know, we're looking at it in hindsight because we conceded one from a set piece.
Yeah.
So we're looking at it from that point of view. If people do their jobs, that you know, and you know, just go and attack the ball, then that doesn't happen anyway. So I can certainly understand it from a point of view that against Andorra, you're going to have more in the attacking sense than the defending side.
Matt, can I just ask you about Patrick Bamford? And he's someone who Stephen Kenny spoke about and was asked about in press conferences in the build-up to the game last night. And look, I'm not sure what county Patrick's grandparents are from, and he mightn't be as lucky as yourself to have a granny from County Monaghan, the greatest county in Ireland, here where I'm speaking to you from. But like we all know, he played that under-18s game 10 years ago or 11 years ago for Ireland. Mick McCarthy made an approach for Patrick Bamford, never materialised. Are we at the stage now where the FAI should be doing everything in their power to try and convince him to come to Ireland? Or do you think he's too close to getting into an England squad in future to be a realistic possibility?
Well, I think that the player has to want to play. That's the simple thing. If he wants to play for Ireland, then he'll declare for Ireland, and that's entirely up to him. Of course, you know, Stephen will, I'm sure, have had conversations, and he you know, he would have been doing what he can to convince Patrick to come and play. But I think it's down to the individual and down to the player. So if he doesn't want to come and play, then, you know, don't come and play. Simple as that. It's not going to benefit as if you've got a player who doesn't really want to be there. So I personally am of the opinion that he has to really want to play. And clearly at the moment, that's not the case.
Yeah, we'll watch that with interest. Matt, thanks a million.
Pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Matt Holland, former Republic of Ireland midfielder on the line there to pick through the game last night. Plenty of comments coming in. John Muckian on YouTube: qualifying for a major tournament with the championship side would be impressive, he says. Also a comment in here: there's a campaign within the media, particularly among ex-international pundits, to have Kenny sacked. It's embarrassing, to be honest. Well, I think if you've listened to the comments of Matt Holland over the last 20 minutes or thereabouts, I think that you couldn't really say that with any degree of certainty. Plenty of other comments coming in as well about how we should be realistic about where we're at. The majority of our players last night are playing in League One, lower championship, and Yeah, that is difficult. It is difficult to operate, obviously, when that's the quality of player that we have in. And I think that's a fairly reasonable comment to make. Do keep your comments coming into us, by the way. We do want to hear from you on the game last night, looking ahead to Hungary. Anything else that's of interest to you this morning, do keep those comments flying into us.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetZetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetZetGo.ie.